Wait 1 second, please. Hi, guys.
Yeah, man.
Last couple days has been like for you?
It's been pretty incredible. Team had a tough loss in the Frozen Four a couple days back, and fortunately enough, Buffalo gave me a call and gave me a good opportunity.
It's a crazy motion.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround. Landed in Boston, got the phone call, and it was pack up and get ready the next morning. So
when did you get in?
Landed at 9, didn't get to the rink till about 11 or like 10:30.
So going on adrenaline?
Oh, it was pure adrenaline. I was pretty fired up the whole time. And Coletta had a pretty sweet fight right off the bat, kept me going, so it was awesome.
Played some pretty big minutes too. What was it like to get some time in
there? Oh, it was surreal. These guys made my job a lot easier. Playing with Weber, he made my life just so easy, and I couldn't be thankful enough. Telling you.
How do you prepare for such a jump? I mean, is there anything you can do, or is it just reaction?
I just kind of hustled back to the hotel, got a bite to eat, got back to the rink and just did my normal routine. And like I said, these guys made it easy, and I would say it was mostly adrenaline going. A lot of people out there, so it was pretty exciting.
Why did you pick the Sabres? Darcy said you wanted kind of an NHL guarantee or whatever you want to call it, a look.
Yeah.
Why did you pick the Sabres?
They were a great organization. You know, they had a lot of interest all year long, and they just kind of stayed with it, so I felt comfortable choosing them. And you know, they gave me an opportunity to play today, and yeah, I couldn't be more thankful.
What kind of player is this? People that don't know.
It'll be tough to figure it out at this level, but I'm going to try to be a puck-moving defenseman and contribute defensively, and anything offensively after that is just a bonus.
And you're from San Diego. A lot of people might be surprised to find that out.
Yeah. Long way from home, but I living out in Boston, going to UMass Lowell. Kind of get a taste of the weather out here, but it's a long ways from home, but coming here is they made my life really easy, and very thankful.
Was it tough to get ice growing up or anything like that?
No, not really. California's getting really big in hockey, so I have probably 5 rinks within 15 minutes of my house, so it's really not that hard to get ice. And I had a lot of really great coaching growing up, played for some really good teams, a lot of good players, and it really helped.
Brian Flynn told us when he came here that he didn't deserve to be here. And he just got better and better over time. What's your story, I guess? How did you mature these last few years?
I wouldn't say I deserved the draft either. I had a kind of a slow start growing up. I just played double-A hockey, and I developed a lot in juniors playing for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Great coaching staff, and Kevin Hartzell and those guys. And then going to UMass Lowell and coaching staff I got in my second year. And on to my junior year with Norm Bazin, Jason Lammers. It was just incredible. Cam Ellsworth, they really helped me along with individual sessions, working on my skating, working on blue line stuff, and I owe it all to them.
You and your agent had a lot of confidence in what you could do. Darcy had said that you wanted to start in the NHL. That was one of the things when you were talking with teams.
Yeah, my agent was really trying to push for that. He put a lot of work in. He was really great all year. But I was just thankful for the opportunity. I wasn't too picky either way. It definitely sweetened the deal a little for me, though.
Can you talk a little bit about the last 24 hours? I mean, how you get the call and all of a sudden, life changes in an instant almost.
Yeah, yeah. We're flying home from Pittsburgh, and we get off the plane. I'm on the tarmac, and I check my phone, and it says call me immediately from my advisor, my mom, too, because he was in contact with her when I was on the plane. And I called him, and they said, hey, unfortunately, Myers got hurt. He hurt his leg, and they wanted me up, and they wanted me to almost stay in Boston right then and there and just turn around and fly. But it was just happening so fast, and my coach just kind of settled me down. We went back to Lowell, sat down in the office, weighed all my options, everything, stay another year, going, all these different things, waiting longer, all this stuff. And I said I was going to commit 100% one way or the other. Both decisions were great decisions. Staying another year would have been great. Coming here has been great so far. I mean, pretty cool to get an NHL win. But and then I, after a long discussion with him, called my agent back and said, all right, let's do this. And they organized for me to get out there as soon as possible.
What pushed you to the NHL instead of staying for another year? What made your decision the NHL?
I think sometimes when you have a good opportunity, sometimes you just gotta take it and run with it. These chances don't come along very often. Every kid dreams of this, and I would have loved to stay for another year. I have a lot of good buddies back home. All my roommates back there, probably watching. And all my teammates, I miss them, but I know they have my support, or I have their support, sorry. And I'm really happy I can.
Was it surreal or scary the first couple shifts?
Oh, man. Getting a good skate and warm-up kind of helped me out, cooled me down. But like I said, I had a lot of questions before. And he answered all of them. The coaching staff was great. Made me feel right at home. He said, play your game, go out there and have fun. That was the most important thing, and I tried to do that. And after you get that first shift out of the way, it's hockey, so you get used to it. And it was a lot of fun.
It seemed like you stayed in position. I mean, you got in trouble at the end of the first period. That might have been the only time I saw you get in trouble with the one pass. Other than that, it really seemed like you were with it. You didn't look out of place at all. Your passes were good. It just seemed like everything was going well for you.
Yeah, that first late in the first period there, I wasn't moving my feet. I gotta catch that puck and get up ice as quick as I can, and make a play after that. That was a little. I knew I'd get back quick. But other than that, I felt pretty good, and like I said, the rest of the guys made it a lot easier. Everybody is in perfect position, receive whatever kind of pass they get, and they'll receive it, so it was a lot of fun.
Were you surprised at how quick and much faster the NHL game is from even the NCAAs?
Yeah, it's definitely really fast. The players are very skilled, and so the NCAA was a lot of fun. Guys run around like they're moving quick. It's a good speed, especially playing in Hockey East. Guys are moving fast all the time. I'd say the difference here, like I said, like catching and receiving passes, guys are always in position. They help you out when we're in, like, no matter what. Like my partner Weber, he was yelling, talking in my ear the whole time, so I knew what to do with the puck, and made it really easy.
You know, it's interesting what sports brings you. You probably went from a feeling of the worst feeling